Ukraine security issue.
On June 22nd, the 119th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the invaders continue to shell Ukrainian cities and villages, increasingly using heavy artillery and multiple launch rocket systems. After intensive shelling in the morning, big fires were observed in Mykolaiv and huge columns of smoke were visible far from the city limits. According to Vitaly Kim, head of the Mykolaiv Region Military Administration, the city's residential districts were struck by Russian hurricane missiles and cluster shells that destroyed and damaged apartment buildings, private houses, power substations and lines and industrial facilities. He reported numerous civilian casualties. Oleg Sinehubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, reported 15 civilians killed and 16 wounded in the city and neighboring villages as a result of massive shelling. The situation remains unchanged in the Donbas, where Russian forces continue to use their entire arsenal, from small arms, grenade launchers and mortars to tanks, artillery and multiple launch rocket systems. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces reported increased pressure in Severodonetsk, Luhansk region by the greatly outnumbering Russian forces that have been trying to capture the city for more than 3 weeks. The Ukrainian forces have claimed a number of successful counterattacks and strikes on Russian troops and bases in the south of the country. Natalia Humenyuk, head of the Joint Coordination Press Center of the South Defense Forces, said that on Tuesday, Ukrainian forces delivered a massive attack on enemy troops and equipment on Snake Island. The small island in the Black Sea is of strategic importance for both Ukraine and Russia, as it secures control of large water and land areas in southern Ukraine. In addition, Snake Island is strategically important for Russia's landing operations. Humenyuk said that the military operation to destroy the enemy forces on the island continued. It was a massive strike with the use of various forces and means, and it caused significant damage to the enemy. The target was a cluster of enemy personnel and equipment. We already know that a Panzer anti-aircraft missile system was damaged or possibly completely destroyed. We know that a radar station was very badly damaged, and the Russians sustained other losses. The operation is underway, said Natalia Humenyuk. As the Ukrainian army is driving Russian troops out of villages in the Kherson region, more and more new facts are becoming known of hideous war crimes committed here by the invaders. According to locals, the invaders tortured, robbed, and shot people for no reason. Victor, a resident of one of the villages that was liberated back in April, says that the weeks under Russian occupation were a nightmare.
Звірі ходили тут, стріляли, всіх на мушки брали, в толпу стріляли. Розграбили магазини, больницю, аптеку.
Those Russian beasts walked about here and shot at the crowd. They looted everything: shops, pharmacies, the hospital, the village council. They found my photo taken when I was fighting in the Donbas. In the photo that was on a stand in the school, I stood in front of a tank. They came for me one evening and it all started. They beat me with something heavy, knocked out my rib, tied me and threw me into a cellar. They didn't notice that the door was broken. I managed to untie myself and ran for my life, said Victor. Dina Skovorodko, the village head, says that the Russians targeted the school where almost all residents were hiding from shelling. There was a room for all the residents of the village and even more. The school is big and allowed for very many people, said Dina Skovorodko. Max Levin, a Ukrainian journalist and photo reporter, and his friend Oleksiy Chernyshov, a Ukrainian soldier, were tortured and then killed, according to an expert conclusion made public by Reporters Without Borders. Experts found out that both were tortured and killed near Kyiv, where Levin's drone was taking pictures of Russian forces that were trying to encircle Ukrainian defenders. When the drone was shot down, Levin and Chernyshov must have gone looking for it to retrieve the memory card. The attempt cost them their lives. Their bodies were found near a car in the forest back in late March and remained unidentified until recently. Experts with Reporters Without Borders suggest the crime may have been committed by soldiers of the 106th Airborne Division or a Spetsnaz unit.